Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by HIP. This podcast is dedicated to orthodontists who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now, on to today's show.
So Luke and I were ping-ponging this around yesterday, and the theme we wanted to talk about, obviously, is growth. Has everybody ever heard the saying in some way, shape, or form, no pain, no gain? It's not always physical pain, right? It could be mental pain. It could be emotional pain. But I was talking about this with Luke yesterday, just in both of our journeys. You know, I don't know how much you guys know about Luke's story. I won't spill the beans, but I remember when I first started working with Luke and learned more about his past life, I guess. It's very cool to see. It's inspiring to see what he's turned into from that. And by no means would I say I went down that extreme of a path, Luke, but I look at kind of all the milestones in my life, and all of them were attached to some sort of physical, emotional, or mental pain. So like, if I go way back to before I even got into college, I really wanted to play sports at the highest level. I wanted to play college lacrosse. I wanted to get a scholarship. But from a physical place, I was like, if anybody's met me, like, I'm not super tall. So like, I had a physical disadvantage. It was going to be very difficult to play like Division I being short. But I turned that obstacle kind of into my greatest gift, because I knew that I had to play even harder than the guy that had the big, better physical attributes than me. I didn't make it to Division I sports, but I did end up getting a scholarship to play lacrosse in Division III, which was cool. But then I get to college, and you know, I wasn't getting the playing time that I wanted, and you know, that was painful. Like, I moved out to freaking Illinois from California. Like, what am I doing in the Midwest from beautiful California? I'm not even seeing playing time right now. Tremendous amount of pain, because I had to bust my butt just to keep a spot on the team. But you know, with every, let's say, tough opportunity, depending on the perspective that you look at, there can be something exciting on the other end. And I think everything always happens for a reason. And so while I wasn't getting the playing time that I wanted, and I was busting my butt, and I was kind of clashing with the coach, what ended up happening is that's when I got introduced into like marketing and sales. My start was in multi-level marketing. If anybody's ever heard of like Amway or Mary Kay or anything like that, you know, it's love it, hate it, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not saying it's the best business model out there, but you'll learn how to cut your teeth and talk to people and publicly speak, and you're either going to make it or break it. But in that time, I decided that I was going to treat this like a business and not like a hobby. They always said, if you treat it like a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business. Well, all that pain emotionally and physically that I was going through, not seeing playing time, and all the pain I was having sitting in these dumb classrooms learning from professors that didn't know diddly squat about how to make money, what that ended up doing is it opened up the door now where I felt okay to end up dropping out of school and pursuing the next step of my life. And, you know, by the time I was like, I don't even think I was 21, and I had an organization of like 7,000 people under me. But what was the catalyst to that? The catalyst to that was the pain and discomfort I was going through on the college side of things. And then the next chapter of life, you know, here I am, I dropped out of school. Well, mama didn't like that. You know, me, I don't think my mom and I talked for like a year. It was like walking on eggshells together. It was, I'm an only child, you know, so like, I'm her little miracle baby. She's obviously my only mother. And we didn't talk for a year. It was a really stressful time for our family, because we had a small family. Me and my dad are like homies, and me and my mom like wouldn't talk to each other. Well, through all that pain and turmoil, I grew to the next level in my business. And through a couple other connections, that's where I met Justin and Luke. And, you know, I came into HIP, what was that, like 4 years ago, like thinking I was like, you know, God's gift to high ticket closing. And reality checked in, you know, because when I first came over here, I had this awesome guy that I worked with. Taylor knows him pretty well. I think they live together. His name's Anton. But before I came over to HIP, like I had like my partner in crime, Anton. And like, what Anton was really good at was all the stuff that I sucked at: computer work, admin work, making the phone calls, and he would just set me up for deals, and it was amazing. Well, I came over here to HIP. I didn't have Anton. I had to learn how to use a computer, sort of, kind of, we're not really there yet, but I had to, you know, learn how to use that. And, you know, Luke and Justin pretty much kicked my teeth in for a year, still do. That's actually the real story why I got braces, because Luke just kicked my teeth in so many times they were falling out. But trudged through that, and through that extreme pain and turmoil, really built myself not only a spot here in HIP, but kind of built myself a spot in the orthodontic community now. And my income is what, 5x, 6x since I first met you guys. And I could go on and on, but I just look at like all of these major milestones in my life, and all these major milestones were really set up by some sort of rock bottom, emotional turmoil, physical pain, whatever you want to call it. So I tell this to doctors all the time on the call, like when they're getting cold feet or, you know, I don't know what to do. I ask them very blatantly. I say, hey, you know, Dr. Taylor, if I can ask you candidly, did you think that getting rich was going to be easy? And they like giggle and they're like, well, no. I'm like, no, seriously. Did you think that becoming a multimillionaire was going to be easy, or did you think it was going to be hard? And they're like, no, I thought it was going to be hard. And I'm like, okay, well, this is the hard part right here. You're living in it. This is the moment. What are you going to do with it? Do we lean into that and embrace it and know that this is part of the journey? Or do we step away and fall back? And it's typically the people who lean into it that go on and do great things.
Yes. And we can kind of chat, Harrison. We don't have to hit all of this, but some stuff that I thought was cool is this statistic. 90% of people who experience a traumatic event also experience at least one form of personal growth in the following months or years. And I think this ties back perfectly to Harrison, but maybe you can even relate it to your own life. So many instances of pain and in my own life, and then just pushing through, getting back up, and then you really see the growth. And there's been some really, really hard conversations with Harrison, you know, that we've had. They've been uncomfortable. They've been painful. They haven't been fun. There's probably been moments where he could have quit and thrown in the towel, but he kept going, and you can see his growth. And the really cool thing is looking at how he approaches his day, months, weeks, and it's just so entirely different than what it used to be. You know, like it used to be like he'd sneak off on the golf course and like, you know, go hit golf balls for a couple days a week. And now it's like he's in the zone. And you can see the fruit, right? Like people can always talk the talk, but, and this is something I've learned even buying tons of stuff from people on the internet that you think are amazing. Once you really dig into their business, it turns out they're just like really good on camera and have charisma. Like, where's the fruit? And I said this the other day, like Warren Buffett's not sitting around making YouTube videos. And that's not like saying anything bad about people who do. You just have to actually look at the real fruit. And so
it's just going back to what we were talking about, like all of those situations, whether it was dropping out of school, whether it was getting my teeth kicked in by you, whether it was not being able to make the team, whatever, it's three questions. Like, what am I going to focus on? What does it mean? What are we going to do about it? We all have these three decisions every day in everything that we tackle.
Hey, if you're an orthodontist listening to this podcast and wondering, how does this work for my practice? I actually have some ideas, but I also have some questions. Go ahead and click below in the description, book a discovery call with one of our practice advisors who can find out exactly where your practice is at now, where you want to be, and then create that bridge to get you there faster and easier. So if that interests you, go ahead and click that link in the description. Thanks so much for watching or listening to the Grow Ortho podcast.
One story I wanted to share with you guys, and we talk about Truett Cathy and Chick-fil-A a lot. I think Matt's eating Chick-fil-A as we speak. But if you study this guy, he has a lot of setbacks. He was raised in the Great Depression. He tells stories about walking to the supermarket where his family had a credit barefoot to get there and be told, you know, he couldn't get groceries because they were like maxed out and weren't paying down the credit. I guess that's how grocery stores used to work. And he opened up several companies. Many of them failed. He lost family members. His brother, who he actually opened the, I believe, the Dwarf House with, his brother Ben, died in a plane crash. I think one of his restaurants burnt to the ground, which isn't in here. And the one thing that you'll find about Truett Cathy and what people say about him is he's never negative. Like, no one's ever heard Truett Cathy ever be negative, ever resort to victimhood. It's all positive, all growth, all everything's going to be okay. And you know, sometimes that's not reality, but like the Tony video, you know, if you're going to name it and focus on something, he chose to focus on the positive. You know, there's a lot of negative things he could have focused on, but went on to create Chick-fil-A and become a billionaire. And he has a book, Wealth, Is It Worth It? And by no means did this guy like live like the big billionaires. He was very modest with his money. And the whole point of the book, Wealth, Is It Worth It? Is really, it's only worth it if you're going to give and give to people in need. And he actually has a letter from Warren Buffett in the book, and Warren's given away, I think, his net worth like two or three times, which is like probably been upwards of $60 to $80 billion. And you know, they have money, they have access to money, but they really believe in doing good and leaving a legacy. And so it's really cool to study his story. And there's so many other people like this. Who even Tony Robbins, like he was, I think, living out of a car, broke, and some of the people with the most painful past, they bounce the highest, you know, when they come back. And so it's just kind of cool to study that. Harrison, you want to kind of wrap this into our culture, just your thoughts on growth, pain, and how it applies to HIP?
For anybody that's been here for a little bit, obviously you guys know we have high standards here, you know, and I think, you know, good, bad, or ugly, you know, if mistakes are made or balls are dropped or somebody's not upholding that standard, the culture here is we're going to hold it accountable and make that a public thing. And that's how it should be. It's not meant to be a negative experience. It's meant to be. That's how we grow. You know, Jim Rohn says that you always learn more from losing than you do from winning, right? If every time you just get a pat on the back and don't worry, Billy, you'll do better next time. Like, do you really experience or anchor the pain to never want to feel that again? We were talking about this on the sales huddle this morning, and I think that's why the next generation of kids are doomed, is everybody's just getting participation trophies. Like, you don't learn nothing from a participation trophy, you know? And so whether it's through the culture for everybody here, whether it's my own personal life, you know, I've really latched on to Luke as a mentor and a coach in personal life and in business life. And I think that the culture here and hopefully the experience everybody else is having is just a testament to that.
The Ray Lewis quote this morning, I think, was timely. I'm not sure if any of you guys have listened to his videos. I think he does motivational speaking and whatnot now. He was an incredible player to watch play, a lights out player on every single down. If any one of us got hit by him, we'd probably be dead. In one of his videos, and I think where he talks about effort, they just lost the Super Bowl, and they're in the locker room, and he's given a speech and saying, "Hey, like, let's not walk out of here depressed and, you know, talking bad about the referees or calls or each other and being divisive. Let's walk out with our heads held high, knowing that we just played the toughest game. We went to the Super Bowl, and people look at us as their inspiration. And so we gave it our all." And he like calls out specific players who just gave the game their all. And I think that's what's it about. You know, we could be focused on negative things that happen here at HIP all the time, whether it be, you know, people leaving, refunds, mistakes, whatever. And it's not a bad thing to talk about those and focus on them for a short time, but why? Like Harrison saying, we want to grow. So how can we collaborate as a team and talk about our mistakes? It's like, if you've ever watched the Nick Saban, Bill Belichick documentary, it's pretty brutal. Like, they call people out live, and team members are, you know, if you drop a ball and you continually fumble a ball, you're getting called out by your team. But why? Well, they want to win together. They want to make sure that, you know, how can we support you so you're not going to keep making that mistake, and how are you going to grow? And it's kind of like iron sharpens iron, you know? And so as a team, we have the ability to grow together and to help each other. And, you know, I think a lot of it is going into it with the right intent. You can go into a situation to tear somebody down, or you can go into it to build somebody up. So I think that's huge. And to end, the great Arnold said, pain makes me grow. Growing is what I want. Therefore, for me, pain is pleasure. And also listened to some videos with him. And he said Muhammad Ali was one of his biggest mentors. And Ali would say, I don't count when I do sit-ups. I only count when it starts hurting, because when it's painful is when it counts. It actually makes a difference. It's kind of like we did 50 pull-ups Monday in our workout. 50 pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, and squats. Really, the pull-ups were the only really hard part. And like, me and Harrison could barely move our arms. Actually, my lats are still on fire. And it's like, I know I'm going to have growth from that because of how sore I am, right? So it's the same type of thing. If you look at this holistically, like birth, extremely painful. Lauren, God bless her soul. you know, but what comes from that? This incredible growth and really the greatest gift. And then, you know, as kids grow, like Tim was talking about his one-year-old, and we're not sure what's happening. He's just acting crazy. He can't sleep. And I'm like, I bet you it's his molars coming in. They took him to the doctor. Sure enough, it was his molars. Extremely painful. You know, and so this is like a universal system. And I really believe, you know, growth only comes through pain. But we have the decision to turn it into pleasure, like Arnold says.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about HIP or any of the topics in this episode, send an email to hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com, or jump over to our website at hip.agency.